Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Strategies for Success. My name is Robbie Motter, and I am the host of Diva Strategies. And I am so excited. I have a fabulous guest calling in all the way from Spain today. Her name is Azucena de la Fuente. She is an outstanding award-winning Spanish actress. She has vast experience in cinema, television, theater, and radio. She has worked alongside several great Hollywood stars, such as Andy Garcia and Mira Sorvino. She has worked in various theaters in Hollywood and received a Fulbright scholarship to study acting in New York. Her award-winning short film, A Woman's Daydream, was a candidate for the Oscar nomination in 2003. This film focuses on domestic violence issue. Azucena played leading character. She also directed, produced, and co-screenwrote the film. She has traveled the world with her film to raise awareness about gender violence. She is also one of the co-authors in Quarantina and Beyond, a new book soon to be published. She has won numerous awards: Best Actress, Baja International Film Fest; Best Actress, National Film Festival; and so many more for her work in film, television, and theater. She has a one-woman show, If You Come, I'll Tell You, which she plays in three languages. To learn more about her and her inspirational work, please visit her Instagram page, and it's at AZUCENADELAFUENT, and then the word actress. And her website is www.azucenadelafuente.com. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, dear Robbie. I'm so pleased and excited to be here in your program, and this inspiring program. It's in California, the land that I love. California.
All right. I'm really excited. How did you ever get involved in acting and film? Was it something you had a dream from a childhood, or how did it all come about?
Well, yes. I guess it was like when I was a child, playing with my brothers and sisters, and, you know, just playing different characters. And I had so much fun that I really wanted to still do it, you know. So, yeah. And then, well, I saw this beautiful black and white films from the Star Hollywood system. And those actresses and actors and those stories were so, it really touched my heart. So I guess that's something, you know, the seed that it was implanted in my heart to follow this path.
You've been in lots of films. What were some of your favorites and why?
Well, the one I did with Andy Garcia and S.A. Morales, it is one of my favorites because it's about Garcia Lorca, the investigation of the death of the poet, the Spanish poet, Garcia Lorca, Federico Garcia Lorca. And Andy Garcia was playing Lorca, and he did a fabulous job, you know. So it was, I had a great, great role as well, Clotilde. And that story, you know, it's directed by Marco Surinaga, was really, you know, bringing light to that story, you know. to his death. And also another play that I did, it was a theater play called The House of Bernard Alba. I did it in Hollywood, in Barnard Theater. And it was also a very, very incredible, directed by Denise Blasor. She's a director from there. And it was like 12 women, like really powerful actresses, telling a wonderful story. So those are very, very touching for me, you know.
You've done film, television, and theater. Which do you prefer, and radio? Which do you prefer the most? And tell us a little bit about some of your television.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I really, as an actress and as a performer, I like them all of them. You know, the because what it changes is just the support, the platform. Let's say, right. But the work you have to do to prepare a character, to understand the story the director and the writer want to say, it's really the keys of the thing, right? And in that case, I don't have like a favorite thing or like film or television, theater or radio, but it's just telling stories, as long as it's good, and I usually do as much as I can. You know, I put my heart and my soul in my characters, in the characters that I have to portray.
There was the one film you did three different languages in. I bet that was hard.
Yeah, that's a one woman show. That's theater, and. Yeah, that's a very, very interesting story behind it. Because since I was a child, when I was 7, I was at school, and I usually sang, you know, like just by myself, right, alone at my grandma's patio. And then I was so shy, believe it or not, I was so shy that at school we had the chance to sing, but I couldn't because I was so afraid of doing it by myself. So anyway, I had that memory. And finally, 5 years ago, I could do it. I put together a one-woman show, and I did it in three languages because I just wanted to do it, you know, singing in the three languages, doing monologues in three languages. And all of a sudden, I did it for you know, as a benefit for ONG, like for a charity thing, right? For people, disabled people, and the audience loved it, and I was so surprised that the songs that I like or the monologues that I like. People loved it as well. It was like, you know, this monologue was growing a little by little. And last time I did it was last September in a big, big theater. And it was so powerful. And it was so, also I incorporated some paintings that I have done and with music, dancing. I mean, it's so much fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
I noticed that also sometimes you teach acting. How do you like doing that?
Yes, I've done teaching in at Central del Cine. I've done it in also in very big studios in Alicante in Spain. Also in Argentina, Paraguay. Well, I love it because it's working with human beings and understanding the human behavior, you know. And I like it very much. Actually, you know, in SEMA Academy, they asked me to create a course in like to, for people to be in front of the camera, but general people, not just acting, to feel comfortable when you, you know, for using for your Instagram or for your videos to your family, whatever, or for a professional as well. So I'm working on that now for CIMO Academy.
Gonna be, that's going to be awesome. Yes. I noticed you have a chapter in Ada's book. What is your chapter about, going to be about?
Well, my chapter is called A Decision Changes Everything. And why that title? Because when the pandemic first came, I decided to be healthy. And since then, it's like I think it was so important to take that decision. You know, in fact, and no matter what happened, I'm going to be healthy. I think that's very important for our minds. To tell us ourselves that, because our thoughts is the most important thing that we have, our thoughts, our feelings, and we have to be, this is what I'm saying in the book, right? That we can't control the virus, we can't control the pandemic, we can't control many things, right, out of ourselves, but what we really can control is our thoughts, our feelings, what we can do, and that depends on us. Also,
right.
my chapter talks about is healing lives, and for me it was also because I was in Madrid, in my house in Madrid. Now I'm with my mom because I wanted to be with her also. And so, you know, I explore more reading, also writing. I wrote a poem that it's going to be also in the book, Quarantine and Beyond, at the CIMO
book. Oh, wow, that's...
Yes, it's called Tears of the World.
Wow.
Yes.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah, it's a short poem, and it's very, I can tell you if you want to.
Yeah, why don't you tell it? I think people would love it.
Yeah? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, the tears of the world. Open my eyes and see the tears of the world. I look at the sky, and it is wet as well. I want to be happy, but I cannot. The sound of the pissed off, the wounded, and the dead reaches my ears. I want to be happy, but I cannot. The smell of the infected who have lost their sense of smell in this plague called Corona, what? I want to be happy, but I cannot. The touch of 7 billion gloves that prevent us from caressing ourselves as before. I want to be happy, but I don't know if I can. Granulated crystal flavors. We people are the sugar and salt of the earth, both. I want to be happy, and if I want...
Beautiful. Very beautiful and powerful. I know you said something about that you like art. Are you doing more photography or painting, or what are you doing?
I'm doing painting. I'm preparing an exhibition, and I have almost ready. I have it almost ready to go. You know, there's only one painting left.
What kind of art do you paint?
Well, what I do as a painter, it's, I always say that I'm not like a painter, with a great technique and this and that. I can work on the technique. I do things like figurative, you know, but I like also to do like abstract and more conceptual. But I'm what I do is I connect myself with something, if you want to call it God or the universe, some like a, with a higher energy. And then sometimes I say, I'm going to paint this. But since I'm connected with a higher energy, it's like that changes. And then I have to paint something else. It's funny, but it's like that. And but, you know, the painting is finished when I feel that the paint is finished. Yeah, and then the colors are very important in my painting. And, yeah, it's I like it because when I was 12, I started painting, you know, like a, in a different school out of the regular school. In the evenings, my father took me to paint and to do some ceramics also. So since I dedicated my life to theater and film and television, I didn't do it. But like 3 years ago, I suffered like a fraud, like economic fraud, you know, for someone who robbed to so many money, so much money to many people, right? That I had, so I was so upset and so sad that I had to express it somehow. And I connected with painting again. And since then, I started to paint again.
Oh, that's wonderful. You're from Spain. Have you always what part of Spain? And have you always lived in Spain?
I am from Spain. I was born in a small city in Segovia, where the aqueduct, the famous aqueduct, is. It's like a human patrimonial from heritage, from humanity, for humanity. And so in a small village of that called Cozuelos de Fuentidueña. And then I studied when I was five. My parents moved to Valladolid, which used to be the old capital of Spain. And then I moved to study acting to the Royal School of Drama to Madrid. And then I was working in theater, film, television, commercials. And then I got a scholarship to study with the legendary actress Uta Hagen, who won 2 Tony Awards in Broadway. I studied with her because she was like 70 something when I like 30 years ago, you know. So I was really lucky that she loved my talent. She used to say, Azucena, she called me Azucena. Azucena, you're so talented, so special. And I was, oh, my God.
That's wonderful.
So I was living in New York for 3 years. And then with this scholarship, you have to, like, to return what you have learned to your country. So that's why I came back to Spain. And then I started to do, you know, films. On television, I was for a year in a very, very, very successful TV series, Mythic, called Al Salir de Clase, coming out of class, right? And, that was very, very popular, that TV series. And then I did other films, and then I said, oh, that's something also that came up in my way, right? And then I created my own company, production company, and that's where I directed, like, for example, a short film called Tarde de Casting, after a casting afternoon. And that was like this Me Too movement, right? But that was in 2000. So, yeah, like a casting director who was taking advantage of the actresses sexually, you know. So I had an award, no, different awards there, but also as an actress. And then I created this other short film, The Woman's Daydream, which is this domestic violence, and I spent some years like creating awareness in schools for teenagers and also for people in general, also in theaters. It was it was all over the world. This short film, it became like a reference in this topic, you know, the domestic violence. Unfortunately, this topic hasn't finished yet, and that's a pity.
Well, you know, especially with the pandemic and people being locked in, there's more domestic violence than people even imagine.
Yes, that's horrible. I mean, if I think about all those women in those situations, it has to be tremendous, horrible.
So,
yes.
What are you looking forward in doing, Jir, and in your future?
Well, in December, it's the book Quarantina and Beyond is coming up. This beautiful book, and you're in it also with your chapter, and it's with 47 women and some men, right? Writing their stories during the pandemic. And so that's the first version is going to be in English. And I guess next year in September, 23rd, it's going to be in Spanish also. It will be the presentation, and we all get to meet in London, right?
That's right. It's going to be fun. I get to meet you in person. That'll be awesome.
Yes.
So do you have any films lined up, or television or theater lined up? I know it's pretty hard right now.
Yeah, right now it's a bit hard to say because some things are canceling, you know, in some places in Spain, or you can't travel to other countries with a monologue or something. But, for example, next month, on December, I have to shoot a TV series. And also, I want to keep going with my short film. I mean, my one-woman show, If You Come, I'll Tell You.
Good.
And
because,
yeah, that's very inspiring also for people. So I want to keep sharing it with people. Those are my plannings. I would love to edit, to publish my poem book, my book of poems. You know, I wrote some poems, and last year I did a presentation in Casa de Zorrilla, which is Zorrilla is the writer. He's from Valladolid, or he was, because he was in 19th century, based in the myth of Don Juan. Have you heard of it?
Don
Juan. No, Mr. Juan. I mean, a man who wants to flirt with every woman.
Oh, a Don Juan. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of that expression.
So that's, so in his, he has a house, you know, in his memorial where he used to live. And so I presented my poetry last year. And because poetry, for me, was very intimate in the sense of that I didn't share it with anyone because to me it was something I wrote it just when I felt it so you know this opportunity came up so we did it, you know, a poet and a writer, they were my godfathers in this sense, and the audience, the room was full, and people loved it, and people enjoyed it so much. And I said, well, so yeah, I did. You know, during the pandemic, I did a live Instagram Instagram Live, right? And I used to read one of my poems every day. And people liked it. Yeah, I had people from all over the world. And yes, so it's just that I could expand my and share my art with the world. That's one
when
of the things I learned during the pandemic.
When you directed and did that film, A Woman's Daydream, what was that more about? What was it about? You were the director of that as well.
Yes, I was the producer. I was the director, the leading woman, and the co-writer. Yes, it was. This story is we put together like every topic in this subject, right? The domestic violence. When the man says like really bad things to the woman, you're not going to go to work. You put this. You don't know how to do things or whatever. You're not worth it or whatever. We put it all together like a comic. You know, like it's very. At the city hall in Paris, they were using it to create consciousness between the agencies, the agents that were working for them, for the city hall of Paris. They said, it's a comic, because during the first part, it's like the woman who is hitting the men psychologically and physically, right? But then at the end,
right.
I'm going to do a spoiler. At the end, it's the opposite. It's because she was daydreaming, you know.
Oh, I see.
So
do you have any other stories in mind that you're going to write and produce a film?
Well, I wrote a feature film about breast cancer, and but I wrote it, but it's there, you know, like in the box. I have.
So maybe
you
have to get it out of the box and make it happen.
Right.
Doesn't do any good in the box.
You're absolutely right.
Because I bet it's fabulous.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, I would love to create, because I have many, many stories in my head and in my heart. But, there's also the money that it's needed for it, you know. But maybe if I ask for it, the money will come. Who knows?
That's right. You've got to put it out into the universe. See yourself
into
developing it. Put it up in the universe, and it's amazing. And, you know, it is about the asking. You never know. Maybe you put it out there and somebody sees it and knows that it's such a great topic, they would become your benefactor and, you know, put in the money for you to do it. Because it is such a great concept. You don't have to do it all yourself. You know, I think women sometimes think we have to do everything ourselves, and we really
You're
don't.
Right.
We really need to let others help us. It's hard, but that's that's like stepping out of our comfort zone.
Yeah, stepping out of our comfort zone. That's right. Yes, yes.
That's what you did when you sang, and you know, that's what you did when you sang and did your one-woman show. You stepped out of your comfort zone because you couldn't do it for so many years. And look what kind of a success it was.
Yes, it is.
And now that we're all in lock-in, it's a great time.
Yes, I have a feature film that I produced, I directed also, I co-wrote it, and I was a co-lead. It's called Capitan Draco, and it was like investigating in the causes, the roots of the domestic violence, but in a family, because the short film it's in a couple, right? But the other thing is like this generations from before also, and I spent 2 years like looking for distribution, and I couldn't find it because they said, well, it's not commercial.
Maybe what you should do is maybe you should do it as a nonprofit, and then you could find grant money to do it, because the topic is something that, you know, that might be a new way to look for it. Set up one part of your company as a nonprofit, and when you do films that are, you know, can benefit the whole world to make things better, you probably have a great chance of finding grant money for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great idea. I'm going
to think about
it here. Yes. Because
so,
when you said yesterday, yes, tell me.
Well, go ahead, finish your what you were saying.
I was thinking today, I was thinking many times about what you told me yesterday when we were speaking on the phone. You know, you said you will. When I told you that I want an Oscar, and you said you will, and you said it so sure, so secure, with such a great confidence, and I said, yeah, Robbie's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
just
I
see
really
yourself holding. Get one of those little, you know how they have. I don't know if they have them in Spain, but if not, I'll send you one. One of those little Oscars. And you put it up where you see it every day. You know, they have them all in Hollywood in the stores. They're like the little ones.
I know.
But still, do you have one of those?
I have one with my name on it because my ex couple gave it to me when we were first time in Los Angeles in 1996.
Okay. You look at that every
day.
You look at that. Look at that every single day. And imagine it bigger, and you're standing in front in Hollywood receiving your Oscar.
Yes. Yes, I have that image in mind. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Every day.
Just
that's the way to become it. Mm-hmm.
So if somebody wanted to be
reality.
An actor, we have about 11 minutes left. So if somebody wanted to be an actress, what kind of advice would you give them? What have you learned? What are some of the things you've learned along the way?
Well, so many things, but one of them is that the path of art, it's hard, and you have to know it, and you have to be resilient as well to overcome all the obstacles. To believe in yourself, that like you have to have something inside you that you want to share with the world, because acting or art, to me, in my eyes, is to have something beautiful that you want to share with the world, to create and to contribute to make a better world. So. It's not about the money, it's not about the fame, but it's about to share something bigger than oneself, right? And so for that, you have to be to have persistence and to work every day in your habits. That's what I would say, and also to connect with people, but without interest, really want to know people, because we all are so wonderful if we listen to each other, just with that, right?
Right.
Yeah, to really want to connect with people. That's
another
the
thing
key.
Is, how does
how does one that is an actress find the right agent? Because isn't it important to have an agent as well?
Yes, it is important. John Travolta, I met him in at the film festival in Cannes, in France. And I asked him this, a couple of questions, and one of them was this: how important was an agent? And he told me, at the beginning of one's career, it's very important to get you, you know, to know you, for the people to know you, the people from the industry and the audience in general. But then people or the professionals call you directly. So I would say, in having an, or not having an agent, just work on your craft. Just keep working. Never give up. Because, you know, the right agent will come. And also dreaming. Also, there's in my career, I have different agents. I have had different agents. And every person has brought, like, a new dimension to my career also. So you don't have to stick to an agent only or to have the best agent ever, because the one you have is the best at that moment, right?
Right. Like having a coach. You have a coach, but then you get learn from that coach, and then you need a higher coach. The same thing in training.
Exactly.
You take training from this, but then you need more training, so you look for someone that is an expert in that area. So how can – tell people how they can reach you. How can they get in touch with you? I know you're Twitter.
Right. The easiest way is through my social media, like Instagram, Azucena de la Fuente Actress, and Facebook, Azucena de la Fuente, A-Z-U-C-E-N-A, D-E-L-A-E-S-F-U-E-N-T-E. And, yeah, I have my fan page is also on Facebook. So, yeah, that's my social media. It's the best and fastest way to reach me. Also, through my channel in YouTube, Azucena de la Fuente.
Okay, that's great. So we have 6 minutes left. What would you like to leave with our audience before we end the show?
Well, you know what? This year, 2020, it's been like the year of the awards, because I have I had an award in London, the Orion Star Award for my short film, A Woman's Daydream. Then the SEMA Award, the She Inspires Me Award, also for this short film. Also in December at the Royal Casino, which is a beautiful building, beautiful. It's going to be on December 17th. It's going to be the gala for this award, Prenamo. And they have communicated, notified me that I was one of the winners. So, as a director, so it's good.
It's
the
Prenamo
Award.
I think from the pandemic, a lot of good things have happened for people. I mean, it's been a sad thing, but it's made people take time and go within and really see who they are and are they doing what they're supposed to be doing, and writing books and like your case, bringing out that movie out of that you have in the can to finish it.
Okay, I'm going to pay attention to what you're telling me. Yeah, like serious attention. So to make it happen, because I really wanted to create like a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful film to identify. And oh my God, I'm getting emotional just by telling you. Yeah, for people to really understand that there's something more, there's something beyond material things, you know, which is love, and to be connected one one to another. I think that's beautiful.
Well, I can tell you it's been beautiful having you as my guest today. I've learned so much more about you, and I cannot wait until I get to meet you in person in September and when we are all together for the She Inspires Me Awards in England, and also to read your chapter in Quarantina and More that Ada is publishing, and honored to be in the book with you. So I want to thank you for, what time is it where you are?
It's 10:41 p.m. Yes, I would like to, mention that this Ada Gartenman, because she's a beautiful woman. I met her last year in London when I was the official ambassador of the Lucas Awards, which are awards for the Latin talent in Europe. And she's great. She created this CIMA, She Inspires Me Awards, for inspiring women, but also men in the world. And then she created the book, so she got in touch with all of us and selected some of the stories, right? 47 stories to inspire the world, and then the academy to share knowledge with people, for people to learn more. And I think she's so much talented entrepreneur, Ada Gartenman. Yes, I'm very thankful to her.
Well, me too. She is one of the most amazing women. And now you are another amazing woman that I've met. But I mean, she just does so much. And you can feel her heart in everything that she does. Plus, she is bringing together such amazing talent with the CIMA Academy and all the beautiful people that are in the book, and also the people that are part of the awards, you know, the 2020. Next year will be the 2020 and 2021, since she wasn't able to do the 2020 in Florida because of the pandemic. So I'm very excited.
Right.
England is a place that's been on my bucket list for years. So I'm very excited to be there, and I'm going to be so excited to meet you and learn. When I meet you in September, I want to hear you've got that movie going.
That would be fabulous. That would be awesome. You know, if I can get it, the connection with the universe and the higher power, you know, to inspire me and write the movie in 2 or 3 months and then get the money and then shoot it, well, would be amazing, Robbie.
Well,
absolutely,
all right.
Amazing.
We like amazing stories. We're down to 90 seconds, so I'm going to have to end the show. And I want to thank you again. This 45 minutes went by so fast. We probably could talk for 3 hours with all that you're doing. But you know what? I want you to come back on again in a couple of months, see where you what you're doing and what's new, okay? Just let me know, and I want to thank you again. It's been wonderful.
Thank you so much.
And in a few minutes, the show will be on the same link. You have a great weekend. And I was honored to be able to interview you and to meet you.
Thank you so much. And thank you to your listeners. Bye.
All right. Bye.
That's 45 minutes.